The University of Detroit Mercy presents another brand new episode of Ask the Professor. Today's program was recorded using Zoom video conferencing technology.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. It's Professor Jeff Boats.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on? How's the coffee?
Oh, not bad, not bad. Got a refresher. You know, the famous saying that a mathematician is a machine that turns coffee into theorems. It's true. We probably drink way too much of it.
Hey, if that's what it takes, man. How is teaching going?
Pretty good. I'm trying to keep up on the grading. This is the weekend. I swear I'm going to catch up on my grading. I swear. Just like I was going to the last couple of weekends.
Oh, yeah.
This time it's going to happen. I promise.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I can't help myself because I promise that the tax returns will be available in the next 2 weeks. I promise.
People don't take promising as seriously as they ought to.
Well observed.
Scout's honor.
Oh, yes. Grading is sort of like that, except we have to finish it before the 15th, 16th week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they tell us.
Yeah, exactly. Professor Mara Livesey is here with us today.
Apparently I am. At least yes. In physical form.
So it wasn't until my son dropped a couple pretzels in front of my camera that we saw that you had been sort of like sandbagging us with some pretzels off screen. And they're chocolate covered.
Dark chocolate. The best chocolate.
That's it. We're doing a remote from Mara's house.
Those bags are deceptive. Like it's just, that's a lot of great chocolate inside that size container. That's all I have to say.
There is.
Hello, Jupiter.
Oh, that cat.
The cats are out, and there's nothing wrong with that. Professor Dan Maggio is here with us today.
Hey, Matt.
How's the rain where you are?
It's starting to come down.
Okay.
And I will share a chocolate story with you. Ooh. So when I was up north, do you know where Empire, Michigan is?
Oh, yes.
They have a little store called The Grocer's Daughter, and they make the most amazingly delicious chocolate. So I have several bars of like 70% dark chocolate in my cupboard.
Wait a minute. Saving. Did I hear you say you were going to share with the rest of us?
No.
Oh,
what
darn.
Delicious okay. things are you going to make and share?
I'm not going to make anything. I like to eat it. And actually, they made this, Jeff will appreciate this chocolate coffee drink, where they take a melted chocolate and mix it with coffee, and ooh. It was.
Ooh.
So if you're ever in an Empire, make sure you stop by the Grocer's Daughter. Now it is pouring outside.
Coming down.
Yep. So anyway.
He's quit here.
Hasn't wild. Quite started here yet.
We'll have to pass that along to Tom Dalton on his ventures around Michigan if he's ever in Empire.
True. That's a good one. Professor Stephen Manning, if we see you running, we'll already go.
I'm going in. It is starting to sprinkle.
Okay. Mind you, Stephen, we would prefer sprinkling as opposed to a hailstone knocking the living daylights out of you. So
that's right.
It's going to get dark, apparently.
Can this go on the screen? It's almost like watching news footage. Like, I'm right here and it's starting to rain. Back to you.
Come on, where's Bob Bennett when we need him, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
Standing on the overpass.
Absolutely hilarious.
Okay, I'm in. I'm in and safe.
Excellent.
It is dark. It's like it's
yeah
3 in the morning.
Like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Twilight. Professor Beth Oljar is also with us today. It's just about the way these things are timed, I swear.
There's that country music again.
that Dwayne Eddy guitar.
The twang, too.
How out of this... As my internet connection's not able.
That's a dying robot.
Poor Beth. I feel so bad.
Oh,
what's going on over there?
I promise.
I'm going to walk over there and find out what's going on.
No. Professor Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Thanks.
With capable internet, I hope. I hope.
I really hope so. Hey, when you turned your head, I actually saw, yeah, you did get a haircut. It's pretty slick.
I can feel my neck again. But I've got to I got to be clean for tomorrow. So
that's right. What's tomorrow?
I'm officiating two students' wedding. So hopefully it's not going to be in the middle of a rainstorm too. So
yeah, I think this should be it for a while. At least I hope it will be. Professor Heather Hill is here with us today.
Hello.
What's going on, Heather?
Oh, I spent a couple hours with Professor Claire Crabtree this afternoon.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's well. She's good. That's good. Great. She asked about the ATP crew.
Oh.
Reminded me of, you know, Edwin and George Pickering and Art Beer and all of our precursors. So
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She's well.
It's good to hear that she's doing all right.
Yeah. Do we need to invite her back?
I think she might like that a lot. Yeah.
When was the last time she was on an episode? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
She was part of the originals back then. Sarah was.
I think when we did the goodbye to Edwin, she stopped by.
That was it.
Yeah. And of course, last but most certainly not least, Professor James Balfour Tubbs III.
Oh, I can be last and least. That's okay.
You're better.
You're never the least.
So things are well, Jim?
So far, so good.
How many weekends do you need to catch up on grading?
Oh, I'm actually almost caught up.
That's great. I'm very jealous of you.
Well, it's more stuff to start. I've still got lectures to record.
Of course.
Getting ready for the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We've got a nice set of listener questions here. Dear panel, below is a compilation of various questions for your fine show. The 25 questions are compiled from some fun facts I gather in my daily travels, and I hope they prove challenging and enjoyable. Please enjoy. Best wishes, longtime question sender Amy Dixon. Thanks for sending these questions, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Let's see.
Send more.
Beth has stepped away, she says, because of her
injury. All right. We'll forgive her.
We'll still give her a chance to say goodbye at the end. Which MLB team calls Globe Life Field their home stadium?
Globe Life.
You don't have to think too hard if you've been watching any television for the last couple weeks.
Tampa Bay.
Mm-mm. Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Well, is that the one in Arlington then?
That's right. It's where the Rangers play, in Arlington, because that's where the ALCS and part of the World Series is being hosted. So it's just really, really weird to not have the home teams be hosting their own game. Very odd. Very odd. And Globe Life, by the way, is the one with the retractable roof, but not in the way that you think about like a moonroof on a car. The whole roof rolls off the front of the stadium and over to the side as one piece. It's the weirdest thing. You have to go look it up. It's very, very odd.
So it's not like the Sky Dome where it just kind of retracts a little bit?
That's more like a comb over on a stadium.
I think you're right, Jeff. I'll give you a hint. It's a Red Wing. What NHL player scored the very last goal at Maple Leaf Gardens?
Steve Yzerman.
Bob Probert.
Bob Probert. That's right. It was Bob Probert. Yeah.
I think was he playing for them, or was he playing for Chicago at the time? I'm trying to remember.
Good question.
I think he might have been playing for Chicago when he scored it.
That's wild. In what year did the Binney and Smith Company install a sharpener on the back of the Crayola box?
Ooh, that was a...
54.
I'll say 64.
I think 63.
You're all off, but some more than others. They're all two recent dates, but you don't have to go much further back.
39.
37.
No, what I've got here was 1958.
Oh, 58. Okay.
I gotta go shut a window or two.
Go shut a window.
Yes, I believe that Steven is also dissolved into the ether.
We'll carry their load.
Can you name 7 of the 15 actors who played Tarzan on film? Wow.
Eli, Johnny Weissmuller.
Yep.
Lex Barker.
Yep.
Mike Henry.
Oh my gosh.
Elmo Lincoln.
That's it. You fulfilled the criteria. Like that's absolutely incredible.
Was it Brendan Fraser on there too? Did he actually play?
No, he was George of the Jungle.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
George of the Jungle. I think it's close enough.
The opioid epidemic.
Yeah. Edgar Rice Burroughs might have issues with that, though.
It's clearly an iconic role. I don't even think we've got half of those number of people who've played James Bond before. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. Elmo Lincoln was the first. I remember that. And the getup that he had was ridiculous. So.
What infamous American was once married to Marina Prusakova?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, that was Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, what was Marina's claim to fame?
She was his Russian wife.
Married to Lee Harvey Oswald.
Married to Lee Harvey
Oswald. Yeah, that's plenty.
That's basically it.
You'd say infamous, right?
Yes, totally infamous. What percentage of citizens of the United States of America have blue eyes?
30%.
15.
45.
22. No. Okay, well, hold on. Why don't we just use ourselves as a cross-section? Anybody here blue eyes?
Nope.
I do. Blue-green.
Well, does blue green. Count as blue?
Does bloodshot count?
You all throw some darts at the board and you get within some kind of error bar. It's basically a third. It's 27%.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And my guess is hazel eyes are getting counted as blue if it's that high.
No. Yeah, I have hazel eyes and I've never.
I have hazel and I refuse to be counted as blue.
Yeah.
So hazel is what? A combination of brown and green.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe mine are just green then. I always say hazel. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever questioned me on it or challenged me.
Yeah.
Mine still says blue on my driver's license. They're kind of blue green.
Flexible.
Bloodshot.
Right. What sport was originally going to be called mintonet, as in the first syllable is mint? Mintonet.
Badminton?
That's a good guess, but that is not it.
Mintonet.
Mintonet.
Volleyball.
It's volleyball.
Oh, volleyball.
That's great. I mean, there's the let's all go play volleyball, kind of like more sort of jockey way of saying it, and then there's the partake
in mintonet. Yes,
never.
Sounds so highbrow.
I love it.
George Carlin's take about how any game with a net is just a variation of ping pong.
Yeah, basically,
volleyball is team ping pong standing on the table with a raised net.
Oh, it's so true. Absolutely true. What are the 3 most common names for the Pope?
Jim?
Of all the popes.
Oh, you mean
Gregory?
You mean first names?
Oh, you mean their names?
Leo would be one of them.
Gregory.
Pius.
John.
John is number 1 at 21 occurrences. John. Yeah.
Francis.
Francis has only been 1.
Oh, Benedict is probably not there.
Benedict is number 2. Gregory. 17. Yeah.
Really?
What was number 2?
Benedict had 12.
It says that there's been 17 Benedicts and 16 Gregories is number 3. So.
Gregory, okay.
Yep. What is the most common item found on the ground as litter?
Cigarette butts.
Yeah, it's a cigarette butt. Absolutely. Oh. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? We're seeing less of it these days, but still. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say dirty tissues.
That's
weird. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like latex gloves and masks right about now, maybe?
These days.
What happened to good old bubblegum wrappers, you know? I mean, geez, we don't even have those anymore.
Spare change.
You're listening to a special edition of Ask the Professor, in which each of the 8 professors participating in this recording session were connecting to each other from different locations, thanks to Zoom video conferencing technology. We're grateful for those listeners who submitted questions for the show. and we invite you to send your questions to atp@udmercy.edu.
And we've got questions from Amy Dixon. For those who actually go and do work there, it's called Dreamland, Paradise Ranch, and sometimes Watertown. What are these lesser-known names referring to?
Amusement parks?
Mm-mm. Opposite of an amusement park.
What, like Fermi 2 or something like that? I mean,
prison?
Not a prison, not a power plant, but getting closer. People work there for the U.S. government.
The Pentagon.
Fort Knox.
Oh, is it on a like an aircraft carrier?
Getting closer.
Naval bases?
A submarine.
Area 51.
It's Area 51. It's
Area 51.
Oh.
Okay. Off to work at Watertown. Sure. In the middle of the desert.
It's like working for control and chaos or something like that. You know, it's like the old get smart thing.
Ooh, this is a great one. You see that we have, of course, Brian Masonville, one of our helpers, joining us today. There are 1.2 million Bryans with an I in the United States. How many Bryans with a Y are there in the U.S.?
40,000.
600,000.
100,000.
750,000.
I was like, whoa.
You're all quite a bit off.
Oh, more? There's more?
No. I want to repeat. There are 1.2 million Bryans with an I.
Yes.
But in Latin, Jehovah starts with an I.
Thank you, Sean Connery.
Bryans with a Y is 312,000. 312,000. So it's a factor of just about four down.
Okay, all right. So one out of four, they decided to go with a Y. Okay.
We got an I, and we're very happy with it. You know,
we should have figured that out from the fact that a Scrabble set has four I's, but only one Y. Oh, no, it has two Y's. So we'd have.
Oh, but that would have been close.
Yeah, but how many Bryans with a Q? Oh. Or a J.
We don't talk about that.
Okay.
What newspaper is often called the newspaper of record?
New York Times.
Yes, the New York Times.
Thank you.
The Gray Lady.
Yep, that's right.
All the news that's fit to print.
And then some.
And then some more. What MTV VJ once appeared in the Brady Bunch sequel as the bride of Bobby Brady?
Oh, wow.
So not Nina Blackwood or
Martha Quinn?
Martha Quinn. Yeah, Martha.
Yeah,
Martha Quinn.
I don't know if you've listened to Nina Blackwood lately,
but
she clearly has had many packs of cigarettes.
Oh, has she?
Oh, yeah.
What does Nina Blackwood sound more like? B. Arthur now? I mean, kind of.
I'm assuming, and I'm sorry if Nina's listening to the show because we have a lot of listeners. And if there's another reason why, I apologize.
But it certainly sounds like this.
He's never playing any of your requests again.
She's got that Brenda Vaccaro voice going on there.
Breathy.
Yeah, she's never going to play my requests.
Your Kaja Gugu request will never be played again. So
yeah, that's it.
Who were the first two hosts of the TV show Good Morning America?
Jane Pauley?
What was the show again, Matt?
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Oh, that David Hartman, wasn't it?
Yeah, David Hartman was on there.
Yep. And who was the female?
The female was initials N.D.
Nancy Dickerson.
No. She was the one that played, Ted Knight's wife on that one show.
Wow.
Nancy.
First name Nancy.
Nancy DeSalt.
Nancy DeSalt is right.
Wow.
Sorry. I had to work that one out. It was like a kidney stone. So
you had to pass DeSalt?
Ah.
Oh my gosh. What great American novel had its title translated in Japanese to Angry Raisins?
Grapes of Wrath?
The Grapes of Wrath.
That's amazing.
Angry Raisins.
Raisins. I'm like, what? A little bit of angst there.
I think that you all can work this one out too if you just rub a couple neurons together.
Well, like Nancy DeSalt?
Oh, well, you already figured that out. After the U.S. military, what is America's largest, or second largest in that case, purchaser of explosives?
Mark Benvenuto.
Partial credit.
Fair.
Second largest.
I think that they're bending the rules a little bit because I believe that pyrotechnics, aka fireworks, would count as explosives.
Oh.
The Park Service?
No, it's not the Park Service. It's an independent money-making venture.
Oh, Disney World.
Disney, yeah.
It's Disney. Okay.
Oh.
That would make sense. Okay, yeah, got it.
Dan.
Chanting for Dan here.
Lucky guess.
This New Jersey city served as the nation's capital in 1784 only. What is it?
Trenton?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Not Trenton, Michigan, so.
No, not Trenton, Michigan. And not Clarkston or Clawson. Right. Okay. Oh, wow. This is quite interesting. Amy is definitely speaking our language here. How many Belle Isles are there in the United States? Are you ready? Whoops, I nearly gave it completely away. I'll try again.
Five?
That many.
How many?
Five.
How well, many?
It's not five. It's a little bit higher than five.
50? So,
eight.
No, it's eight. Good job, Jim. Five are islands. One is a town. One is a historic house. And one is just a peninsula. What a lie. It's not an isle. It's a peninsula.
But a house?
Yeah, one a house a, on an island?
That's a good question. Very good question. Okay. I would go if it was a haunted island. What famous game show host graduated with a chemistry degree from the University of Manitoba?
Alex Trebek.
Mm-mm. That's a good guess, though.
Like Wink Martindale. Who Murphy. Else was?
What's his name on Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak? No.
No.
He's not, no. Not Chuck Woolery. Who else? Game show host.
A lot of game show hosts with Detroit ties. I'm getting a little freaked out.
Tom Kennedy.
Is it recent or old?
Well, it depends on your perspective. My middle son, Lorenzo, who's going to turn 13 in a few months, told me the other day, back in ancient times, you know, Dad, 2009, we're talking about, I mean, I could give it away in a second. The original big time host of Let's Make a Deal was
Monty Hall.
Monty Hall. Monty
really?
Hall. Chemistry degree. Pretty weird, huh? Weird stuff. In what city would one find the American TV game show Hall of Fame? Ah, I'm seeing a segue.
Las Vegas.
Somewhere in California?
It's Vegas.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Vegas. I was going to say L.A. I mean, you know, like Culver City or something like that, but okay. Vegas.
Oh, no. I guess I should read a little bit ahead. It's Las Vegas, Nevada, of course. It was located inside the Las Vegas Hilton and permanently closed in 2008. You know, ancient times. Okay, let's see if we can play a little bit with our common knowledge to figure this one out. And I think everybody will probably have some input here. What is Stephen King's best-selling book?
The Stand.
It's not.
Christine.
Yeah, I was going to say Christine.
Oh.
Cujo.
Oh, not Cujo, not Christine. Oh.
The year 2020?
Yeah, The Shining. No?
No, it is. I heard The 2020. It's The Shining. Yeah, it's The Shining.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I wonder whether that correlates to the success of the movie. Was The Shining successful? Do you remember it being successful?
The movie?
Yeah. The book and the movie were successful. Yeah. Yes.
I remember that Stephen King hates the movie.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Apparently there's a lot of Stanley Kubrick threw in that he had nothing to do with the book and he didn't like it.
Interesting.
Well, was it? Didn't they also like borderline torture Shelley Duvall in it, you know, in order to get her reaction?
Right, right.
Oh,
creepy movie. Very, very creepy movie. Who played the U.S. president in the John Candy movie? Now, this was the movie. Oh. Where Canada, it was a wonderful movie, by the way, sort of had a small release back in the 90s. Canada basically runs out of money and goes, crap, what are we going to do? So they invade America and immediately surrender. Well, I guess you got to take on all of our debt now, blah, blah, blah. It's actually really, really cute.
Bill Pullman.
No, but that's a great guess. No, this was a fairly distinguished actor of that time. Again, mid-late 90s, if I remember correctly.
Eugene Levy?
Mm-mm. That's a good guess, too. Hmm. Initials A-A. Doesn't get easier than that.
Alan Arkin.
Alan Alda.
Yeah.
Alda. Okay. Oh,
okay. All right.
Alan Alda played the unnamed president in the movie. It's just a cute movie.
Yeah. President Hawkeye Pierce.
President Hawkeye Pierce. That's right. Well, time to dig deep into the annals of the Burroughs family so that we can find out what Ask the Professor favorites we're going to be talking about today. And it's a cool one. It's a cool one. What is your favorite reason to sleep in?
Hold on. What's this concept of sleeping what? How?
Needing a reason?
Up late the night before.
Yeah.
My favorite reason is laziness.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, that's about as logical, straight to the point. Yeah.
I was saying because the coffee's not ready yet.
Yeah. Mara, what were you saying?
Yeah.
My favorite reason to sleep in is because it's Christmas Day and I have nothing else better to do.
That's awesome.
I was going to say because I'm on vacation.
We can dream, right?
Right about now, I've told my wife just to splurge for ourselves for Christmas. I think we're going to go get ourselves one of those weighted blankets.
Oh, yeah.
See what those are like.
I can't help but think of friends of ours who noticed that Leslie and I were waking up extra early on Sundays to attend church service. And the couple, as they were, looked at each other and the wife remarked, "We go to Our Lady of the Very Warm Covers and Mattress on Sundays." And I've never forgotten that. I thought that was really
cool. I think it's only a matter of time before we see a parish named after that, given some of the creative names I see around.
Absolutely.
Jim, let's not talk about parish names, okay? I still have not been forgiven by my in-laws' family. You know, what's the one church on 12 Mile St. Bede's or whatever?
St. Bede's, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I always read St. Bede's for the longest time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was in trouble. So.
Hey, these days I spend more time there than at church.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, there's Our Lady of almost everything, you know.
Yes, there is. I'm
Our Lady of Blessed Acceleration.
I'm so happy to announce that we've reached the end of our episode before things get too far out of hand. So the time has come to say goodbye, Professor Hill.
Beth says she lives to amuse, as do I.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Livesey.
See ya.
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Manning.
Yeah.
Professor Mario.
Goodbye.
And Professor Boats.
Blessed be.
And then these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. We're produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next time, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.